Imagine if schools actually prepared students for life's unpredictable challenges rather than just tests. This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of the Learning Power Approach, a framework transforming classrooms worldwide. Unlike traditional education that prioritizes content knowledge above all, LPA recognizes that in our rapidly changing world, the ability to learn effectively has become the ultimate meta skill. The approach doesn't abandon academic rigor. Research shows it actually improves test scores, but it expands education's purpose to develop confident, capable, lifelong learners who thrive in uncertainty. As Carol Dweck notes, this isn't just another educational theory. It's a comprehensive system for nurturing the disposition students need most: curiosity, resilience, thoughtfulness, and collaboration. When implemented effectively, classrooms become vibrant communities where students eagerly tackle challenges, view mistakes as opportunities, and develop the mental tools to navigate an increasingly complex world. Humans are born as learning machines. Unlike creatures guided primarily by instinct, our brains are designed to detect patterns and adapt to diverse environments. Learning isn't just something we do, it's who we are. This process happens constantly below conscious awareness as our neural networks continuously adjust to our surroundings. From infancy, we extract patterns from experiences, connections, sequences, and how our actions influence outcomes. Every classroom contains three simultaneous learning currents. The visible surface holds curriculum content, facts, and information students must master. Just below flows the expertise that enables understanding, thinking skills for working with knowledge. In the deepest current, attitudes and habits form that determine whether students become confident, capable learners or timid, dependent ones. Teachers shape these currents through their words, reactions, activities, and expectations, creating a magnetic field that attracts certain habits while discouraging others. A teacher's response to wrong answers or feedback method sends powerful messages about what learning means. Praising effort develops growth mindset, while emphasizing speed might inadvertently discourage deeper thinking. In Becky Carlson's mixed year one half class, children learn peer editing using green pens for positive comments and pink for improvements. These six-year-olds spot errors teachers might miss and refine their work with purple polishing pens. This approach builds independence while exercising multiple learning muscles simultaneously. In Giselle Isbell's fifth-grade mathematics class, students tackle dividing decimals through an EL workshop. They begin with individual grapple time on challenging problems, followed by pair discussions. The teacher provides targeted guidance before students apply their learning to new problems. The lesson concludes with reflection on both content mastery and learning processes, developing questioning, perseverance, and self-evaluation alongside mathematical skills. James Nottingham's learning challenge approach creates cognitive confusion to develop thinking abilities. With primary children, he poses philosophical questions like, "What is real?" using real, plastic, and imaginary apples as provocations. Once in the learning pit, students are motivated to think deeply to resolve their confusion. The teacher provides minimal guidance without offering right answers. At Bialik College in Melbourne, fifth grade students examine a photograph of a Mongolian family in a battered car. Through the circle of viewpoints routine, they adopt different perspectives: family members, the car, even the threatening sky, describing what each observes, believes, and feels. One student writes from the mother's perspective, creating a vivid inner monologue revealing fear and maternal protection, developing observation, imagination, and empathy alongside writing skills. Learning power consists of eight interconnected elements that work together like instruments in an orchestra, each contributing uniquely to create a powerful learner. Curiosity provides the essential spark through interest and wonder. It encompasses questioning, exploring beyond comfort zones, and experimenting. While babies naturally possess abundant curiosity, school often dulls rather than sharpens this quality. Attention connects intelligence with learning objects through noticing details, concentrating despite distractions, and immersing deeply. Powerful learners develop techniques to maintain focus and can enter states of complete absorption where all mental resources are dedicated to learning. Determination involves engaging with challenges that risk confusion. Powerful learners tolerate, even enjoy, these feelings, finding satisfaction in persevering through difficulties. This manifests as perseverance with tricky tasks, recovery from setbacks, and deliberate practice. Imagination generates fresh possibilities when learning stalls, through connecting ideas, mental visualization, and intuition. Good thinkers balance creative and critical approaches, knowing when each is needed, while developing analytical and systems thinking skills. Socializing recognizes that learning largely happens through interaction with others, via collaboration, accepting feedback, imitating effective strategies, and empathizing with different perspectives. Meanwhile, reflection involves stepping back to observe and adjust one's approach through self-evaluation and metacognitive awareness. Creating a learning power classroom requires thoughtful design based on key principles. Create psychological safety while maintaining high expectations. Learning requires vulnerability, risking being wrong or incompetent. Students assess the classroom's emotional tone before taking learning risks, similar to how toddlers take cues from mothers before exploring. Distinguish between learning mode and performance mode. In performance mode, students prioritize appearing competent over experimentation. Both modes are necessary, but problems arise when performance anxiety dominates. Teachers who focus on facilitating learning rather than ensuring performance create environments where students actually perform better. Make learning compelling through intriguing problems, personal relevance, and authentic real-world opportunities. When genuinely engaged, students apply their full learning power. Create appropriate challenge by getting students comfortable with grapple time and entering the learning pit. True learning requires first struggling with what you don't understand, then working through it intelligently until competence develops. Make difficulty adjustable by creating menus of challenge levels and training students to select their own. When students choose poorly, they can adjust without losing face, developing the ability to identify their personal sweet spot for learning. Show the innards of learning by exposing the messy reality behind achievements. Revealing the drafts, mistakes, and revisions helps young people understand that real learning isn't about immediate perfection. The evidence for developing learning power is compelling across multiple dimensions. Our modern world requires flexibility to navigate volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. Major companies now value learning agility over academic credentials, seeking flexible thinkers who can handle challenges. Nobel economist James Heckman's research shows that non-cognitive skills like perseverance, self-control, resilience, and empathy better predict life success than academic achievement. Students with more developed learning dispositions perform better on examinations. This approach particularly benefits lower-achieving students and those from disadvantaged backgrounds, nearly eliminating achievement gaps. Curiosity rivals intelligence in predicting academic performance. Curious 3-year-olds gain 12 IQ points by age 11 compared to less curious peers. Resilience can be deliberately cultivated when students view intelligence as strengthening through effort. The learning power approach recognizes that character development matters more than exam results for long-term flourishing. These dispositions develop through habits formed in supportive cultures. Schools serve as habit incubators, where classroom environments either nurture learning mode, encouraging adventurousness, or performance mode, creating anxiety about grades. Learning-oriented classrooms showcase works in progress rather than just finished products, celebrate different approaches to problems, and value questions as much as answers. By cultivating these qualities, we prepare students not just for exams, but for the unpredictable journey of life itself.